The people who market country music have always been eager to latch onto any sort of trend or artistic movement that will attract an audience beyond the usual core of country listeners. A decade ago, for example, there were the so-called Outlaws, led by Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings. Their unifying traits seemed to be that they made good music and wore their hair longer than was fashionable in country music circles back then. More recently, there's been the neo-traditionalist or hardcore country movement, with people like Randy Travis and Dwight Yoakam becoming big stars in the process. So I'm a little surprised that no one seems to have noticed a new, loose coalition of country performers, all of them women, and all of them creating fresh variations on traditional country music. The person I think of as the center of this unacknowledged movement is Gail Davies, who's made 8 albums and had her songs recorded by many other singers over the past decade. Davies' new album is called Pretty Words, and the title is a bit sarcastic. There's more than just mere prettiness to her words, and the melodies have a tart, astringent quality that render them more than just catchy tunes. This is true of a song such as Waiting Here for You.
I still believe that someday, baby, we will love again.
Gail Davies once said in an interview, quote, "When I first came to Nashville in 76, it was very difficult to make my music the way I heard it. The industry wasn't open to a woman having much to say about the production, the sound. But lately I see a lot of women in country who are getting involved in the making of their albums." One of the women Davies must have had in mind is Wendy Waldman. Waldman had a cult following in the 70s for her own LA pop singer-songwriter albums. But in the 80s, she relocated to Nashville to work mostly behind the scenes, writing songs for a lot of artists, and doing some production work. Waldman has written one of the strongest songs, for example, on the debut album by Laurie Yates. Yates is a young country singer from Toronto. Her album is called Can't Stop the Girl, and the Wendy Waldman song she's singing here is called How Much Does It Take? That's Laurie Yates. I think it's common to think of most of the great women in country music as having been interpreters of other people's songs. That was certainly true of everyone from Patsy Cline and Kitty Wells to Tammy Wynette and Emmylou Harris. Loretta Lynn and Dolly Parton, who wrote their own greatest hits, were more the exception than the rule. Even today, a top female act like the mother-daughter team The Judds writes very little of their own material. But a couple of very strong new singers are equally good as writers. There is, for example, Karen Staley, who's written every song on her debut album, Wildest Dreams. That's Karen Staley. Another strong singer and songwriter, Mary Chapin Carpenter, is based in Washington, D.C. Carpenter's new album, State of the Heart, contains 10 originals that stake her claim as one of the most intelligent and distinctive of current country singers.
No one's gotta tell me.